Hello, everybody. What is going on? And welcome to another season of Survivor Talk.
We have all new fodder.
And Jenna, I thought we were changing the theme music.
I did too.
We had that all queued up to that.
Maybe we could do that song that Wanda did last night.
Survivor.
I think that should be our theme music.
Vernon, what's going on?
Not too much.
I am Rob Sestrino, and I'm here with...
I'm Jenna Lewis.
Jenna Lewis is here.
Jenna Infected Lewis.
Burton Roberts, here's what happened with Burton, that he was here, once. He didn't say a lot of things. We kicked him out. Yada, 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 he's back again. That's how it goes with Burton.
So I've already said more now than I did before.
But that's what you do. You get kicked out of things and then you come back.
That's right.
That was good.
All right, we have a billion things to get to in the next hour. We have Burton here.
We have a lot to
wrap up from the show last night. We are going to talk to the number one Survivor fan in the world, Daryl. Some of you know him. Some of you will know him. Generalist has already kicked us out of the live chat. We have a special clip that we want to play from Survivor Week on the Family Feud. We've got a bunch of news items. But first of all, before we get to anything else, it's time for the listener tree mail.
Oh, let's do tree mail. They hate me, by the way.
Yeah.
People hate mail.
The listener tree mail.
I get all the hate mail.
First note from Cogs. He sent us and it would be great, Cogs, if you can post this in the forum or on the message board so everybody can see it, as I've already broken my pen in the first 2 minutes. I noticed while rewatching the episode in my computer that Willard and the immunity idol are separated at birth.
And by the way, if Willard hunched over just a little bit and put his fingers together, he would look just like Mr. Burns going, excellent.
Okay.
He really would.
Jenna is out of control already.
Why?
When is Jenna going to read her notes from the show?
Jenna Lewis's notes in the
same 10 seconds at the end.
By the way, Burton, Rob Sesternino, and I all watched it at Johnny Fairplay's house last night, and I imbibed in a little herbal medication for my tooth.
Right.
And my notes later on in the show are going to be well worth listening to. Okay. Hey, Jenna and Rob, I love your show. I listen to it all the time. Jenna, you are my favorite survivor of all time.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Is this she?
Did you write this?
No. I wished you would have lasted longer in All Stars. I was, like, there till the very end.
Maybe they wanted you there last hour.
I liked last week's show with Kelly, Sarge, and JP. I have one question for Jenna. Did you realize Tina and Ethan were targeting you at TC1? Yes, of course I did. And do you think they portrayed you accurately? No, because I'm a much bigger bitch than they ever portrayed me as.
And you're clumsy.
Yeah. And I'm clumsy. Because I saw a difference from Survivor 1 and Survivor 8, and you made me love you more after All Stars. Keep up the good work in the show. Dark Shatters, man, I'm a bitch. They didn't portray me as one nearly enough.
Hey, guys, just writing in with some feedback. I just want to say that this radio show is such an entertaining show. Jenna and Rob, bravo. You guys have been great, and we love to pat ourselves on the back. I can't think of anyone I would rather have hosting this show every week. I can't say enough good things about you two. My week is not complete. Oh, but here's the catch. And by the way, Jenna, I'm 6'1". Do you want to go out with me? So
you butter us up,
and then nice try, Kevlar. You butter us up, and then just try to get a date with Jenna Lewis. And you should know, it does not take any buttering up to get
a date
with Jenna
Lewis.
No, it
does not. It takes 3 drinks and pot. Hello, Jenna and Rob. Stop making me laugh. Hello, Jenna and Rob. I do have a question for you about that show that Hatch and Booker did on CBS.com. Are they going to do Survivor Live this season for Palau? Or will I just have to listen to you folks for all my Survivor stuff?
What?
Thanks, Dave Kleininger. Dave, you should listen to us for all your Survivor stuff, but Rob's going to tell you who's doing the Survivor.
No, they just announced it today that the Survivor Live show on CBS, which is on 1 hour before this show, so definitely, I watch both shows. You guys can check out both shows. Jenna Maraska and Dalton Ross. That Dalton Ross, very funny, Entertainment Weekly, and Jenna Maraska, one of my good friends, and I'm used to the competition with Jenna Maraska, so hopefully this time it'll work out better. But I called her to congratulate her, and I did not watch the show with Hatch and Booker. I will watch Jenna and Dalton Ross.
I'll watch Jenna. She's funny.
That
and she's hotter than Richard.
Hotter than Richard. And she likes to get naked just as much.
I love that.
When's
she back in town?
I think soon. Hey Jenna, don't you think that Katie, that girl Katie, looks like you except except she's skinnier. Love always, Sheehan.
Oh, Sheehan's my favorite.
P.S. I'm happy about your tooth.
I know
she is. Oh, that is.
Do you know what? Sheehan can bite me. And that girl, Katie, for anyone that told me that that's the new Jenna, she weighed like 200 pounds and half of that was in her bra. And if you've ever seen my tits, well, you know that it's not a comparison.
So, have you ever been in the nude anywhere we can see them?
No, never.
No?
Only you've seen them. Rob.
Right, we've got to hurry.
Hey, Rob, check this out. When each of the new contestants of Palau were compared to a former survivor, the flamboyant day hairdresser Kobe was paired up with you. Where in the hell did they get that comparison from? Because you're snarky, and you have spiky hair.
All right.
And you like cock.
And finally, first off, I have to say I love the show. I hear a lot of dissing of Jenna, but you guys are the yin to each other's gang. Rob, you're Mr. Make Nice with people in general, and especially ex-survivors, but that's just the kind of guy you are. Whereas Jenna says whatever the hell is on her mind, isn't petrified to use the word, and I'm not going to repeat it on a censored show. Rob, We're trying to watch the light.
Okay, I'm watching
it. It's a family show.
I'm actually reading it, too.
It's just a bundle of reckless energy that I absolutely love. Rob, you should challenge the rest of the Fishbowl hosting staff to top your ratings, and that is indeed a gauntlet throw. I don't think I said ratings.
You did.
Tuned back in September to hear 2X Survivors speaking off the cuff, and now I tune in simply because you two are great radio hosts, playing off each other fantastically. Look forward to hearing more from Fuggy Boomling.
Oh, thanks,
P.S.
Fuggy Boomling.
Burton rules, too.
Thank you.
Oh, that was nice.
Oh, D-Max says Jenna is in hoe mode.
Whoa.
Yes, D-Max.
All right, so we've got a packed chat room, and let's get to the show. But real quick, Survivor last night, huge ratings for Survivor. It was a 13.4 rating, a 21 share, which I think that roughly that's about 23 million, if I had to guess. I'm not sure exactly what the share translates to.
Wow.
But huge ratings for Survivor, and then CSI, even better ratings. So it was a big win for Survivor last night.
CBS all around.
Yeah, and I believe this was the biggest Thursday night premiere for Survivor since Africa.
Oh, wow.
So that's a very big night for Survivor, and everybody across the board has said good things about Survivor last night. Rave reviews. Let's get to the show. So we pick up the action here. Survivor's rowing a boat, and here comes Jeff Probst in his tugboat. And hey guys, what's going on? Oh, you want to play Survivor?
What you doing?
And then the big announcement. Okay, there's two immunity idols, which turned out to not be so much immunity idols, especially since the lady that got one of them got voted out.
That's not much of an immunity.
And then they say, okay, you got necklaces, and then within a minute later, another lady, a bitch called Wanda, starts singing.
Bitch called Wanda was out of control.
Yeah, I thought Lil was back for another season.
Did Lil sing half as well?
Probably not.
And then, they start making a camp, and then, lo and behold, Jeff Probst comes back the next day to say.
Wait, by the way, they did a ball shot. Did you see that?
Oh, by the way, we haven't done the 60-second wrap up.
No, go.
So, all right.
Wait. Go.
Jeff Probst then comes to the tribe after I've said the rest from the beginning of the show. Check back in the archives if you want to hear the beginning. Then Jeff Probst comes along, and then he says they have to pick teams, and then yada yada yada. Lo and behold, the crazy lady and the poor guy that had testicular cancer don't get picked to be on the tribe.
He's got no
and
balls.
So, then later on they have this big challenge. They have to take all the stuff, and one team really screws up really bad, and then they go back and they vote out Fantasia.
That was like 26 seconds.
I don't need the Fantasia.
Yes. You don't think that Yolanda looks like
No,
Fantasia.
She definitely did. Burton just dropped his microphone in his lap.
They don't do this on Survivor Live. They don't drop shit. No microphone problems on Survivor Live.
That was a good 60-second wrap-up. Let's go a little slower. I love when they dropped them on the same island. They had to make a shelter for 20 people. Can you imagine what that was like?
Yeah, I cannot imagine what that's like.
No, me neither.
And all the hype about this show was going to be, this time, the survivors get nothing. And then at time, they're like, oh, here's a bag of shoes. Like, here's
a machete. Here's a pot.
And look, you could win this tarp, and it's...
They got
a bunch of stuff, yeah.
What's the chat room saying? Anything yet?
No, not really. They're saying that's Jenna. I don't know what that means.
That's Jenna.
That's Jenna. Quirky.
Okay, so Yolanda really does not have such a great... it's all downhill from what
she's
doing.
Yeah, by the way, she's on Survivor Live today. She's like, I let all these deaths in the family. Well, now you just got booted first.
Yeah, we recapped
to that wonderful list.
If you check back in our archives to 2 weeks ago when we previewed the women of Survivor Palau, we said that, well, it seems to add to the list of all the bad things that have happened in Yolanda's life, now she has to be on reality TV. And now, on top of this, now, not only is she the first person voted out of Survivor, she's gotta hang out with Crazy Wanda for 36 days, and then she has to share, all of her publicity with these two other idiots who weren't even on the show.
It's so true. But Jonathan was the one who jumped out of the boat prematurely with Stephanie. Yeah, with Stephanie.
Which what you called in your
notes. The eyebrows. Her name's eyebrows.
Premature evacuation.
Oh, yeah. It was a premature evacuation on their part.
Yeah. Now we had some funny nicknames for...
Yes,
for
we did. Eyebrows was one. For Stephanie.
Eyebrows was Stephanie.
Mr. Burns from
Stephanie,
Miller's.
She's attractive.
She's cute.
Ian was Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon, that was mine.
The dolphin trainer?
Yes. He is definitely Napoleon Dynamite.
What a weirdo.
He ran just like
we have the fat Jenna Lewis.
Yes. With big, huge boobs.
Angie is, I called her Nokomis, but I see that Survivor Sucks, or I'm not going to get the credit for that one because it already is on Survivor Sucks. Willard is, do we have a name for him?
He's no,
Mr. Burns.
Idol.
No, he's Mr. Burns.
I thought he was an immunity idol.
He's Mr. Burns.
We said Janu was good at climbing
Janu's
the tree.
Janu's awesome. She's
actually, I liked Janu last night.
She's used to working the pole.
And sliding down it.
Who else do we have?
Oh, Midget Boy. He looks like, seriously,
Greg,
short, stumpy arms.
We said last week he was the new JP.
Yeah, well, he doesn't. He's a shrimp. He's shorter than Tom Cruise, and that's
then
hard
to do. We changed it last night to he's the new Burton.
He is the new Burton, but if Burton's torso was shrunk and his arms were just Burton, stuck out of his side.
Speaking of shrunk arms, how high were Jeff's sleeves? The long-sleeve shirt up to his shoulders.
You cracked me up last night when you paused it and rewound it, and you were like, wait a minute, let's just see if he had to roll up his sleeves right about there.
He went from wearing a long-sleeve shirt to a sleeveless shirt, but he didn't. Jenna, could you quit spitting so much?
Whoa.
Hey. I don't spit, Martin. I swallow.
All right. Let's we're not
spit.
Even 15 minutes in yet. Let's try. Usually the
Stay
show doesn't...
Who else did we name?
Stay on target.
Oh, isn't he that big, huge... The giant from Big Fish.
That I didn't want to say that in front of Johnny Fairplay, but I really think James is the new Johnny Fairplay.
Is it
a redneck?
He's definitely the new Fairplay.
I don't mean he's gonna do anything funny or anything like that, but
he's gonna be with all the one-liners and the. Actually, he could be the new.
I don't think he's gonna.
By the way, may I say
no
the most gorgeous man out there was Ibrahim. When he was cutting that thing down and his abs and his pec, oh my god.
Yeah, and Ibrahim.
They've had an array of hot guys from Jervis to the.
Jervis is a hot guy?
Who's Jervis?
The hot black guys, I mean.
All right.
Like, and then of course Austin.
Try to control yourself.
What? Ibrahim's hot.
Getting yourself all worked up talking about the hot black guys that you're totally
Just
losing
Ibrahim.
Control of the show. Ibrahim, right. We said he was the
No,
new,
you know what? We
Nick.
Paused it all the time last night on Women's Racks, and I hope you find nipple spots. And if you could, if we can do that, then I can say Ibrahim's hot. I did. I was like, look, nipple.
All right, but a man's nipple, it's not really
It wasn't a man's, it was
a
girls.
Nipple.
I found your women's.
Now, we're 15 minutes in, we haven't even mentioned Kobe yet.
Oh, the gay boy.
Oh, my Lord.
How Pink great
skirt.
Was it? He would have made, of course, you went right for the skirt jokes.
He was wearing a pink skirt.
He was wearing a pink mini skirt.
It was a mini skirt.
Come on, men in skirts. You just have a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, did you want to say?
Oh, I know what I do.
And poor Yolanda, that They had to vote her out during Black History Month. That really was not fair. That was not fair. She had immunity and then the complete 180 on
Survivor.
But
she lost. She single-handedly lost the challenge for their child.
She did.
She deserved to go. And unlike last season where Chris the doofus single-handedly lost the first one and won. At least she
Somebody in the chat room just said, "I thought that shirt was salmon colored, not pink. You, sir, are gay."
Maybe that is Colby in the chat room.
It was salmon, not pink. And you suck dick. You're not gay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
More names.
How
talk about Angie and the gay hairdresser. How unique was it that the freak mixed up with the gay hairdresser?
I believe we called her the artsy girl.
Oh, okay.
Well, and then Colby didn't pick her.
Yes. He's so snarky.
He did it too. I'm going to love the snarky Kobe.
You can't take your eyes off that Kobe for a minute.
I'm telling you, snarky gay man goes to the end.
You can't trust him. He'll stab you in the back with something every time you turn around, this guy.
Yeah, who knows what it'll be.
Fermat is saying he'll drive over here and show me he's not gay.
Wow.
I already ate lunch, thank you.
What does that mean?
Awesome.
Exactly, you know.
All right, and then finally, the only thing that we haven't mentioned yet in our wrap up of the show is then they managed to flip the boat over.
Oh wait, and they lost their plans and their fire.
Now that's when you need a guy like Rupert around.
Yeah.
He can go look in the water. He can find the thing.
He had a map.
He would have flipped the boat over way earlier than that.
I would have too.
Yeah, true.
I'm very clumsy.
Now, Bern, I heard a rumor about you that
I heard that
in Jose Canseco's new book, he names that when you got voted out and were one of the outcasts, that he personally injected you with steroids.
Right, right.
And that's how you were able to come back and dominate. Is that true, Burton?
That is not true. I just...
I don't know where this Canseco guy gets off.
I don't know where he got it either. Just had a little bit of revenge.
All right. How's the chat room going?
It's good. They're talking about punk rock chicks rule.
Do they like this show or is it too crazy?
Is it too crazy, guys? Never. Come on. Can I read my notes now?
Now Jenna Lewis would like...
For the next 15 seconds, Jenna's going to read her...
We have 4 million questions here.
I know.
You haven't read any of them.
No.
I apologize, everyone. Let's read some questions before you...
this is good, too.
Okay. What did Fairplay have to say last night about Probst calling him an idiot on the early show yesterday?
Can I tell the story about the Seattle radio station?
No. No, I prefer if you didn't.
Okay.
John has many of his own stages for his... For his shenanigans. Jeff Probst did say Johnny Fairplay is an idiot on the early show yesterday. RD Block says, when is Angie going to fall out of her bra?
By the way, there wasn't much to fall, but she might have bought one that was a little tighter.
The butterflies would fly away.
You would think on the heels of the Janet Jackson stuff that CBS would be a little more careful with this kind of stuff on Survivor. That I'm writing a petition. I'm driving down to CBS after this show, and I'm going to demand that they put some more clothes on Angie.
I agree.
Can we get her a pair of shorts?
She had those white tights on.
Those were tight.
These guys were like, oh my God, tell me those are tights. It was her legs as she walked through the forest. Her lingerie item was white lycra.
D-Max says, why was the show only an hour long? It should have been 2 hours.
Huh?
D-Max, do you watch the show? Yeah. It's always an hour long.
No, ours was an hour and a half. Our premiere was an hour and a half.
That's because you guys were going to be
talking about the best season ever.
Spoiler ahead says, Jen and Rob, watching Palau, did you think that the right person got voted off?
Yeah.
Personally, I think Wanda and Jonathan should have definitely gone. Wanda was annoying and Jonathan prematurely evacuated the boat.
Yeah.
Okay, but I didn't mean the person that got voted out.
Mm.
Yolanda lost the challenge for him and she was a loudmouth.
Yeah, and she stepped up at Tribal Council when they were talking about leaders and pretty much said...
Shot herself.
Yeah, she did. She was like, well, I'm the loud one that takes control. So, yeah. Wow. We had a good showing today.
All right. X-Ray Spec says, hey, guys, I always wish that Survivor had live cam feeds like Big Brother does, and the series played out in real time, not filmed in advance. I would definitely pay for the live cam feeds. How much...
I think that's why Big Brother is usually more boring. Survivor is well edited.
Yeah, that it would totally it would ruin it for spoilers. The
just
show
tell
is
them to send a check for
advance.
$5 million over here, and we'll hook it up for next season.
RD Block says, "Why did the show not seem like a normal show? It went way too fast." Well,
what are you guys with the time?
That means it was
it
good.
It was an hour.
Flying Tomato wants to know, "Who's Burton rooting for?"
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Who is
yeah,
that?
I like Jennifer.
Jennifer's
I like
definitely
Jennifer,
the hottest.
Janu and
Kim.
Yeah, and Kim.
But Janu looks a little...
The guy. Oh, I like Tom, too, the firefighter from New York.
Janu,
he's good.
She looks a little used and abused, though.
She's like 39.
Okay. What?
She's right. Still...
Hey, Jenna, I think after last night, it's a fact that every time there were two black people in a season, they were on the same tribe. That's true.
Not...
Ramona and Jervis.
The one time weren't they... Does Linda count as a black person on Africa?
Is she black?
I don't know.
Then she would count.
I don't know. Let's see. Stephanie is hot. Stefty, how hot do you think she is? Well, I gotta see. And Julie.
And I'm not allowed to talk about Ibrahim for 2 seconds.
And Julie Berry is in the new issue of Maxim.
Oh, that's good. I'm so scotched.
She's that girl is gonna be a star. Stephanie. I don't think Stephanie is the hottest girl on,
no,
the, girl
I don't
on
either.
The show.
Jennifer.
Jennifer is the hottest.
Jennifer,
Stephanie's cute though.
She's just hype for me.
I like Stephanie because she seems very athletic.
Stephanie, you know, get back to me in about 4 episodes when
she wasn't chubby.
She's a little.
No. She was like rock hard abs. It was the other girl, the Mormon with the huge boobs.
That's Ashley.
Ashley, huge.
That was funny.
Okay, what do you guys think of Ian besides Napoleon Dynamite? He's my pick to win.
Oh, my God.
Seven.
Are you kidding me? He's your pick
He's
to
six,
win?
He's 6'7".
He was the dorkiest, goofiest guy besides Mitchell.
Here's why he's going to get voted out, because there's going to be a lot of swimming challenges. The guy's going to win every single one of them, and he's going to be a threat, and he's going to get voted out.
Let's refer to my notes on him.
All right, so you read your notes already?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Okay, Jenna Lewis
Ian,
is going to read her
oh
notes.
Oh, my God, corn fed.
Jenna Lewis's notes are exactly 16 words long from last night, and 3 of them are the word gay.
Here's my notes. Gay men plus premature evacuation, Kobe / gay men, and Ian. Oh my God, cornfed. James equals redneck.
Very astute observation.
And that was it. In 44 minutes of content, and that's what she got.
In your copious notes. Green Pants says, you are so wrong, all of you, it was mauve.
Okay, he's gay.
That guy, go paint something.
Go paint something?
Mauve.
Wanda equals the Blair Witch, says Tulse.
Jenna, any dating material on
Oh, good
season?
Question. Jenna, anybody you'd like?
Ooh, Ibrahim? Wait. Ibrahim, and there was one other. Ooh, Johnny. Is that his name?
Who's
Bobby
Johnny?
John.
Which one's
Bobby you? John was the
I think
guy.
Bobby John looks a lot like your most recently, I don't know the right verb, person that you were hanging out with.
That went over well.
Wow, that was good.
Smooth.
Very.
You don't think he resembles?
How old is he?
Because
I'm only taking him if he's under 22.
All right, well, I can see how that worked out.
Yes,
well,
that worked out well last time.
The previous show, Jeff and Kim, I think, hooking up. Another Survivor romance. Jeff Probst? Again?
No.
Again?
Jesus,
this guy is
two
out
for
of
two.
Control. That really, Jeff Probst needs to stop.
That Jeff guy looks like a freak.
Oh, the contestant.
Ew, he is gross. Him. He was the one last night that was like all angles on his face.
I think
he freaked me out.
I think he said less than this guy Jonathan.
No, he did, yeah. He's a freak. Bobby John is cute and Ibrahim is fuckable.
And Burton has given us the courtesy to X out the people that have been voted off. Burton, What this thing is like printed like on a 45-degree
yeah,
angle.
Yeah, and
what the hell?
It didn't go through the printer exactly right.
Were you like running out the door and you couldn't
I
wait
was,
for the
I
thing
was.
To finish?
Does anyone have the lyrics to Wanda's songs? Those are amazing.
I think they are available.
Jenna, what did you think of Jeff Wilson? I just said he has too many angles on his face. He's gross.
And I think that the Wanda song is available on iTunes if you want to check that out.
You can buy it for a penny.
And by the way, they're saying that Burton Roberts is a great host.
Oh.
And Burton, what did you think when Rupert stole the stuff at the beginning of the other raft? What? Come on.
That was my season.
And
well,
were you
first
asked
off,
to do All Stars?
No, first
he wasn't.
Off, there's a rule in the games that says you're not allowed to steal anyone's personal items. So Rupert broke the rule right off the bat.
Oh man.
But I actually told him he should have returned them. I don't know. And no, I was not asked to do All Stars.
Oh man. All right, so any more questions for Burton in the chat room?
I don't think so.
Oh, what did he say?
I was reading this and it says, Son of Sarge says, What do you think about the tribes grabbing only food and water, not fire?
I think that I just read that, are we going to ask Wanda to be on the next Fishbowl CD? Is that what
I don't know.
I can't that, but you close.
Oh, you guys need to hire Wanda for the next Fishbowl.
Yeah. That would make it better.
Dude, she can't be any worse than I was.
All right, we are here on thefishbowl.com, Survivor Talk, General
Tom
Rob.
Tom is cool.
And we're here
Tom's awesome.
Yeah. We're here with the man, the myth, the legend, Burton.
That's right.
Burton, do you think that there'll be any chance that we'll see these people again? Do you think they'll do the outcast again?
No way.
There's too many
people already.
We didn't mention that Burton is wearing a pirate shirt today.
That's right.
He's actually wearing his skull and crossbones shirt.
I painted it on the island.
Okay.
Quite nutty, says, is Rupert as annoying in person?
I've never met him. We all just looked at each other.
We need streaming video for this show.
Rupert still thinks he's a pirate and he still thinks he's on the island.
Burton, do you like Rupert?
Rupert still has issues with me. But
too.
No, Rupert's a nice guy, but whatever. He's got some issues, as everyone knows.
The questions are coming up faster than I can move them out of the way to read the
like asteroids.
It's a little
that's
like that.
That's a good analogy.
Now, we all thought it was weird that Yolanda was making such a big deal that she ate a grasshopper.
Oh yeah, day one.
It's my first grasshopper.
And I yelled out, "And her last."
You said that during the second time we watched the show last night.
That's because the first time I was high.
And you weren't the second time?
Yes, I was.
You were high on life. Yolanda, were you even hungry? Didn't they give them a breakfast or something before they go?
Of course.
Usually they'll feed them before they go.
They'd been rowing for days on that paddle boat.
Now, Bernard, what did you think when they jumped in? Would you have jumped in the water to try to swim for the?
Yeah, I gotta admit, my first reaction would have been to get off the boat and just start swimming. But I didn't realize they were so far out. And the boat actually was moving.
I'm just gonna confront Rob after. It was moving fast, and they thought it was moving slower than.
Yeah, the best strategy is just get it to the front of the boat, sit there, and wait for anyone else to jump in.
I didn't do anything.
Jenna
Lewis, you're disrupting. You're veering the show off course with other things.
Jenna, go take your medicine.
Who'd you show?
I didn't show anybody. That people in the chat room aren't here.
They said, "Are you scared of Rupert?"
Who?
Andy UK says, Burton, do you really like Rupert, or are you just scared of him?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Why would I be scared? Tell me why I should or would be
scared.
That man.
I could kick Rupert's ass.
I mean, these guys could have really used Rupert, because look at all, you see all those sharks that he could have hunted them, that he could have fed them. I mean, they got...
TMG, go to hell. Will Rupert be a reward for the tribes to win? They start this shit every time. No.
Be a reward? Are you kidding?
No, he's not a reward. He's a hindrance. Did you see him?
The losing tribe gets him.
He built us a shelter out of sand.
And he dug it. He built an igloo.
Dug it into the sand.
Man, why are you guys so down on Rupert today?
I'm just saying.
He didn't do anything.
Jesus, dog whistle.
I slip into dog whistle.
He gave awesome answers on the Family Feud all week.
Did he?
Yeah, he's a genius.
Burton, how bad of a sore loser was Rupert after being voted off? Is this question?
Oh my
god! Jeez, I'm done.
He went nuts. He just went. Apparently, he was just like King Kong running through the woods, knocking things down and breaking shit. He was the worst.
Yeah,
and he didn't talk to me for 2 days after I got voted out.
All right, really? Well, let me mention this item. Okay, so a woman got in a lot of trouble this week. She was a bus driver. This is from ZapToIt.com. Because Survivor very rarely offers peeks in the audition process, it's unclear what a winning audition tape looks like. But a Pennsylvania school bus driver has offered a very vivid picture of what not to do. Apparently, she was had all the kids get in the school bus, and she encouraged 10 of the students on her bus to act up as she was driving to make an audition video. And now she has gotten herself into a lot of trouble.
People always say,
Burton,
you know,
when will the craziness end?
I don't know. Never. But here's what I understand. People are always like, you know, what do you do in your video? And what should I do for my video? Just, you can go online and see everyone's videos.
No, mine's
not. Except for mine, because I have music in the back and it's copyrighted.
Jeez.
Burton,
say that
you're
every
so crazy
time.
Today.
I've heard her say that.
You're slowly
like
turning
times.
Into a queer.
Yeah. Only when I imitate you.
Jenna. Yes, gay men and I have a lot in common.
That's true.
I've heard that.
Jenna or Rob, would you have jumped off the boat?
No, I would have been the last person.
I would have been the last person. Absolutely.
Jenna cannot swim.
I can swim.
Didn't you think it was funny when...
What reference do you have for that?
All right. Save personal talk for after the show. Sheehan is God is in the chat room.
Yeah, Sheehan is God is.
Why doesn't Sean Cohen come on to the show? He lives in L.A.
He actually spends most of his time in Park City where his parents are.
And TMG says Burton is ruling all today.
That's right.
Who knew? TMG was a big Burton
fan. Making my comeback after the last time.
Making a big comeback. That,
Burton and Jenna have a close connection.
When will Jebediah Kovac join us on the show?
I called that guy the other day.
Jebediah Kovac.
I called him the other day and didn't hear back.
is Sean Cohen's nickname.
We know.
And I have no reason. I do not know why that is his nickname. But
Hairspray nicknamed him that.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Jenna swimming
on
All Stars.
But then this says, would you have taken Willard or John?
No, I really feel bad for this John guy.
I do, too.
I think he got the raw end of the deal.
As Survivor Talk correspondent JP pointed out last week, that Jonathan had testicular cancer, and he only has one testicle. And it's bad enough. Again, everybody...
That's less drag for swimming. He should have gone faster.
You would think that all these people.
There's like a ball theme because Jeff Ropes came walking in, and all you could see were his balls. And I was like,
"All right." I know you're all worked up now. Can we continue? Do you mind?
But I was saying before I even knew it, then please don't be Jeff.
Who did you think it was?
I don't know, but Duh.
Duh. Yeah, Duh should come back.
Duh.
He did come back, isn't that Abraham? No.
Don't pick on Abraham. I like Abraham.
Now, Vernon, were you surprised to hear about how funny Rhino was on LA Scene with me and Jenna on Tuesday?
He was.
Rhino's a funny guy. He's got a very dry sense of humor.
Oh my God, he was so funny.
Well, I think the thing with Rhino, I think he has some material, and I think he was workshopping all his material, and then he did all his material for us.
Did he have notes?
Well, he might have. He was on the phone. Then I don't know if his notes were as good.
Say what? What about
Dr. Lecter?
Dr. Lecter.
Very funny.
Yeah. If anybody wants to check that out in the archives, Rhino on Survivor on LA Scene
Donk,
on Tuesday.
Did you just call him Donk? Is that a dildo? He's like Donk, Wookie.
All right. Let's get back to Monkey King wants to know, Jenna, which one castaway's toes would you suck from this cast?
I mean, that's, if you've been listening, you know.
It's Jennifer.
Oh, sweet.
Wow.
I bet they're
I'm going to suck her toes.
I would buy a ticket to that show.
I actually know her.
You do not.
I do. A guy that I dated her before. They worked at the same bar.
D-Mac wants to know.
I'm the gay man starter kid.
Yes. So I've heard. Jenna, have you ever dated a brother?
Yes, I have.
How was that?
I thought you were going to say she ever dated a straight guy.
Oh, wait.
Albert says, why does a gay dude remind you of Rob C? Well, I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, you know what? I don't see the similarities, actually. I was joking about the hair, but...
You know...
I think it's the snarky sense of humor.
You sleep with a couple of men, and all of a sudden, they're like, oh, he's gay.
He's gay.
Oh. But...
Wow.
Whatever.
No, everyone... Gay man's starter kid. I am.
GMSK, is that your new nickname? When they were doing the picking, who would you guys have picked for your tribe?
The thing is, you only get to pick
one.
Yeah, you only get to pick one.
I would have picked Jennifer.
I would have picked Tom because he's from.
You can't pick the same sex.
He's from Long Island, though.
Looking at him, I would have chosen Tom or probably James.
Yeah, read that question.
Burton, were you turned on by Kobe?
That's from Ted Highway.
Yeah,
in the chat.
Really, really turned on.
And then Leanna says, "Burton, you rule." So I'll give you a good one. Jenna, sorry for the crack I made. The gay dude reminds me of Brandon. That's true, he does.
Because he's a gay guy on Survivor?
Wait, so who would you pick?
My armpits smell like sweet and sour chicken today.
All right, so we're going to pick our winners right now?
No, who would you pick if I was the guy?
If
you were very first.
I would pick.
Do you have anyone to choose from?
I would pick the hottest girl that was still available on the table.
Jennifer, I mean, it seems pretty easy.
I mean,
that or Janu might have been. She climbed that 40 feet over that tree.
Apparently, every guy there had the same strategy, which is why the last two girls left were Angie and Wanda.
That's true. Yeah. I would have definitely chosen Tom because he looked really athletic.
He's a
little
cool
bit
guy.
Older, and I think he'd be really good.
Now, if Angie knew she was going on Survivor, why didn't she get a GoldenPalace.com tattoo? And make some money on
I was thinking, why didn't she just put fish hooks in her nose instead of piercing?
Why didn't she go to the tanning spa?
She could have caught something. So what do we got here? Wally says, okay, we all know I'm gay, but Kobe and that pink shirt that made him that he made into a pink skirt got to go. So gay one gay man to another, fashion advice from Wally.
That's right.
And maybe he can get some has there ever been so that is actually a queer hookup? Queer eye for the queer guy?
A queer eye survivor makeover?
That'd be great.
That would be good. So we're going to be working on getting Daryl on the line to talk about what he thought about Survivor and what women he's looking forward to meeting. He's an interesting guy to talk to.
Yes, he is.
And he's got a lot of stories.
Uh-huh.
You have any good Daryl stories?
Daryl bought my Time magazine signed by me in an auction.
Well, that is very interesting.
And one auction, one charity event, I had to save Kim Powers from him.
All right, well, we'll ask him about that.
Okay.
What did you think of the challenge last night?
It was all right.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked the obstacle course thing. Yeah, I imagine it took a lot longer. There was just with so many people, they had to get through a lot. But it was pretty cool. And it also, it made you think. It was more than just physical. It made you think and strategize. And one team clearly did that and the other didn't.
Yeah. No, it was smart of them to just grab Buyer. Honestly, that's the only thing you need at that point in the game.
Now, what did you guys think of the decision to decide to move to the new camp?
Oh, I would have moved to the new camp.
Yeah, I would have done it too, just because on Survivor, usually on Survivor, if Jeff Probst offers you something, what he offers you is always going to be better than what you had.
Yeah.
Like, if he says,
the only thing is they
won this reward.
Started building the deal. They had a machete there. I don't know. Did they get a machete at the new camp?
I'm sure they did, yeah. Took one because they were given two. Yeah.
It never is like, well, you took what I offered you, and it was the zonk. You got zonk.
Brazil was awesome.
Somebody asked, Flying Tomato asked Burton, how was Brazil? Well, I think I gave them an update on where you were in the world. Okay.
An amazing trip. I highly recommend going down to Salvador for Carnival.
Yeah, Bert, how is your leg doing?
Leg is much better. Going through physical therapy. I can walk now, no crutches. Can ride a bike. So, getting back.
I can ride a bike.
You can ride a bike?
Yes. We have Daryl. We are joined by the illustrious Daryl.
Daryl, what's going on?
Hey, Rob, I don't know.
How you doing? We're here with Jenna and Burton.
Hey, Daryl.
Hello.
I thought you would have recognized my voice from all those late night sex phone calls, Daryl.
Oh yeah, I'd know you anywhere, love.
I thought you might.
So, Daryl, what's going on?
I just sitting here playing with my foundation.
Whoa, Daryl.
Oh my God.
All right, let's go talk about the show.
All right.
What did you think of the show last night?
Yeah, I don't know why they had 20 if they were going to play with 18.
Yeah, would you still want to get an autograph from the two people that weren't even on the show?
Sure.
Oh, why not?
Absolutely.
I don't. They're losers.
I never cared in what order my friends got voted out.
That is true. Do you have something signed by every person that was ever on Survivor?
No, there are a few exceptions.
Who are you missing?
Let's see.
Never got anything signed by Rob with two B's.
Well, you should go to the Saddle Ranch.
Yes, you should.
And he's also...
If you ride the bull, you'll get a receipt with his name on it.
Oh, really?
Daryl, also, if you're on MySpace, he has a profile on MySpace.
I don't want to date the guy. I just like to get his autograph.
No, I don't want to date him either.
Good call, Daryl.
I don't either.
All right, so we'll make a list that if we see him, who else?
Fair Play.
That seems unreasonable that he wouldn't sign.
That's very easy to get.
Yeah, well,
he signed his name on my ass all the time.
Oh, check, please.
I'm just kidding.
Who else, Daryl?
I think most of the rest of them are on the on the Vanuatu show.
What happened? They didn't want to sign anything at the finale?
No, I was too busy chasing after the young ladies to run down the guys.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
Seems like a habit I've got.
That's a good question. Do you have Greg Buis?
Who?
Greg Buis from My Survivor, Survivor 1.
Who's that?
He was a fun crazy boy who spoke into the
camera. Well, I do have because I've got an entire cast.
From Survivor 1. That's right. You bid on that when Gretchen put it up, right?
Yeah, I've got a full cast signed photo.
Those are rare from Survivor 1. Greg Buis only signed 75.
That's the only way I've got three or four of them. I've never met Nick or Elizabeth or Mad Dog.
Yeah.
But I do have their autographs on a signed picture that I got from CBS.
So, that what did you think of the show last night? Did you like the show last night?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Was it better than the Vanuatu premiere?
Well, they wasted all the Vanuatu premiere on that tribal stuff, and I didn't get into that at all.
Yeah, like the rock that they had to climb up that slippery big thing.
That was just wasted time last time.
They did waste a lot of time last time.
I agree.
That so how jealous are you of Jeff Probst that he's dating Julie?
Well, all I can say is Julie's a cutie, but I liked her better before I knew that.
Yeah, dating Jeff definitely brings down her appeal in my opinion.
Yeah, her stock
yeah,
went down
stock
quite
went
a
down.
Bit.
I guess I'm more inclined now to Eliza.
Yeah, Eliza's cool.
Ew.
So what did you think of the Vanuatu finale? Was that a good finale? The party and everything?
Yeah, I loved it, sure. I wasn't supposed to be there, but I was there.
How do you always get in all these places?
Do you buy your way in?
It ain't easy.
Do you buy your way in?
Yeah, no, that's cool. Did you have any run-ins with Fair Play at the finale? Everybody's telling all these crazy...
You tried to French kiss everyone. Did you get
Which
in on that?
Which finale are we talking about
at the
now?
Why, you have a story about him from a different finale?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, but I don't want to tell it.
All right.
Well, you can't tease us like that, Darryl.
He's already apologized.
Oh, no.
But we did have words.
Oh, no. That, yeah.
Darryl, what did you think of Dolly from Vanuatu?
Dolly rules.
Dolly's a sweet girl, but she was totally preoccupied at the finale.
Why? What was she preoccupied with?
I do not know, but she didn't stay long and she didn't socialize.
No,
much.
She left with Ado.
Crickets.
Is that all out? I don't know. TMG says, will Darryl be a reward for one of the tribes?
Like Da.
Any chance that you'll ever be a reward for one of the tribes in a reward challenge, Darryl?
Well, not unless it's an all female tribe, I hope.
Darryl, you're killing me.
Oh
that,
yeah.
So are there any survivors that you wouldn't want to run into again after meeting them at one of these things?
Well, I prefer to meet Fair Play when he's sober.
Oh. Nah, that's going to be a small window of opportunity.
Yeah. Good luck.
Do you have anything signed by Burton?
Yeah, I've signed some things.
Well, that's cool. That,
Burton's a good guy. I like him.
Thank you, Darryl.
You just got the Darryl seal of approval.
That's right.
Although he was kind of gimpy last time I saw him.
I was.
He's always gimpy.
I was on my crutches.
Are you a big Rupert fan, Darryl?
I was until he got to be a millionaire, and now I'm kind of off of his case.
Hey, warning, Spoilerhead wants to know, what do you think of Shein?
Of Shein? I think she's kind of bashful, but I like her.
Bashful? Did you just call that raging bitch bashful?
In person, she's bashful.
Oh, she's not bashful in person.
Well, that's when you're not there, Jenna.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Otherwise, she's screaming obscenity.
And Darryl, thank you for putting us in touch with Dara, that she's going to be our guest next week on Survivor Talk.
Oh, cool.
Dara's?
Yeah. I don't know whether anybody will be able to understand her when she goes after the firewood.
Yeah, do you have anything signed by Rhino?
Oh, I got a lot of stuff signed by Rhino.
Bert, are you making phone calls during the radio show?
No, I'm sending Dara a text message.
Okay. What's any more questions?
Do you guys feel that there will be a twist where Jonathan will come back? No, that did not work the first time.
So
yeah, what are you talking about?
Better
it
not
great.
Do that again.
Yeah, you hated.
Come on, Darryl, watch it. Come on now,
Darryl. You hated the Outcast twist.
You can't take back the
I
sign.
Did not care for that at all.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Why?
Now they're still touting that business about fire means life. Fire what? Means whatever Mark wants it to mean.
That's right. So you were mad that Lil got to come back, right?
Yeah. What do you think of Lil?
I wasn't mad.
It was
just the whole idea of the thing. It wasn't who came back that was the problem.
Hey, who had the biggest tits last night, Darryl?
I did what?
Who had the biggest?
I didn't notice that, Jenna.
I did. I paused it on all the parts for the boys.
I know. Yes, I like Stephanie.
No, Katie. Did
Ashley.
You? No.
Yeah.
Katie.
No.
Katie. We'll see you later.
We'll see.
Katie and Ashley are in a strong tie.
That, it might have been Ibrahim. That guy.
Oh, my God. That's so true. Him
all right.
Nice.
That warning spoiler head says, Daryl, who's the hottest female survivor to ever play the game? It's Jenna Lewis, right?
Boy, she's right up there among them.
Well, who's number one?
Who's number one? Well, I guess it's a personal choice in my case. If you're just talking about sizzling hot, Kimmy.
Kimmy
Kappenberg?
Did you just say Kimmy Kappenberg?
Absolutely. Kimmy Kaminsky, I should say?
You must like Amazon women.
Whatever that guy's last name is.
Wow.
I met him, but I didn't know his last name.
Kimmy, really?
Wow, that's wild.
That might be the first time she's ever been picked as that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's pretty. That's wild stuff. Son of Sarge says Mia, 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 Mia.
Ew, she looked like Gollum.
Is Mia up there, Daryl?
She looked like Smeagol in a good mood and Gollum when she
I like Mia, but I didn't put her on my hot list. No.
All right, can we give you some people and you pick which one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Here's a all right. So we have let me think. Kathy or Sheehan?
Kathy
or Sheehan?
You go. I guess she's on my MILF list.
Wait, am I on that list? Am I on that list?
Oh my lord!
Why don't you lead that list?
I want to do double duty as the MILF wiener.
Daryl, who else is on the MILF list?
Casey, do your MILF wiener.
Well, of course, Lisa's on there.
Yeah, she's
Lisa,
got the big milker.
Jenna L. Who else? Kathy.
Who?
Kathy.
Teresa.
T-Bird? Is T-Bird on the list?
Yeah, I'd have to put her on that list, too.
Gretchen?
Who?
Gretchen, exactly.
Nah, I don't look at Gretchen that way. She's more like just Mama.
And Lil, too, right?
Who?
Lil.
No, let's don't put Lil on that list.
JP is on the line. He was like, "We'll talk to him. We'll talk to him after Daryl."
Just give us just a second.
Have you ever met this JP character?
John?
Yeah.
Sure, I met him.
What do you think of him?
Oh, I think he's pretty hot. If I was gay.
That's funny. Bert said the same thing without saying if I were gay.
That's funny, Jenna.
What's coming up with Reality for Diabetes?
Oh,
well, we're going to have about 30 people out there and just have a good time.
Where is it?
They keep asking me to do it. I got to send Tosh an email. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Cincinnati, right?
Right, uh-huh. About 3 weeks from now.
And it's in 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys got a lot of pretty good people coming. I saw the list the other day.
Well, we had a call in last night. We may get a couple more.
Daryl, how come I didn't get invited?
Who?
How come I didn't get invited?
Is this John?
No, it's Burton. Burton.
Oh.
I went last year. Come on now.
All I do is put up money. I don't do the inviting.
All right.
I guess I'm not liked anymore over there.
Is there anybody that's not invited back anymore for Reality for Diabetes?
Probably the one that got arrested, but I won't quote any names.
Oh man, somebody got arrested.
Yeah.
Can we guess some people?
Wasn't a survivor, so it don't belong on this show.
And one last question, Daryl. What do you think of Rob and Amber going on the Amazing Race?
I like Rob and I like Amber, but I've seen enough of them on TV.
Thank you.
Good call, Daryl.
All right, Daryl. Well, thanks
Thank
a lot
you
for talking
coming
with
on.
Us.
Glad to talk to you guys.
We'll okay. call you again. Thank you.
All right.
Love your show.
Okay.
See you, Daryl.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Chris from Amazing Race.
All right. So let's patch through JP.
That he wants
to talk to. It takes a second to change the thing.
Oh, it does, yeah. Not like me. I'm like...
Not like
I changed gears.
Not like on Survivor Live. They take those calls so quick.
Hello? No.
He's not there yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, so Daryl was, it might have been that. I think, well, who
wait,
was,
are you going to Cincinnati?
No.
He's a pimp.
Are you?
I got asked. I don't know.
Is this JP?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
JP,
Jesus,
turn down your radio. What's going on?
Not much. Is Burton there?
Yeah, Burton's
what's
here.
Up, bitch?
Is that why you called, you gay bastard?
Hey, I got a question for you, Burton. Why, when I walk on the streets of L.A., that everyone goes, JB, dude, you're the next Burton. What's
the new,
wrong
the
with
new
that?
Burton.
The new Burton.
What dude, is happening with that?
That's a compliment. You should be happy.
I know, huh?
JP, what did you think of the show last night?
Oh, my God. It was like an episode out of American Idol. Why was she singing the whole time?
That was awful. Wait, Fantasia?
No.
Come on, man. That was ridiculous.
Fantasia did not sing
she
last
didn't,
night.
No, but she did eat a grasshopper.
She did.
Although, I wanted to see what Jelana looked like wearing that thong. I wanted to see what was going on there.
Ew.
Well, JP, all your picks got booted last night.
Yeah, I know.
You said
you picked Wanda to win.
I think wasn't Jenna's pick the freak? She's still there.
No. My pick was the gay snarky man and the black man.
Ah, there you go.
Ibrahim.
Mm-hmm.
JP, you thought Wanda was gonna win the whole thing?
Yeah, you know what? I should have that stronger personality. My God. What is she thinking? What was she thinking?
Hey, somebody in the chat room wants to know, what do you think of the Fat Six?
The Fab Six?
The Fat Six.
I hate them all.
Oh, man.
Hate them all. Dislike every single one of them.
Do you just dislike fat people?
They
who are the
me
Fat
off.
Six?
Hey, what did you guys think of the twist? Setting your foot on the island and then 5 minutes turning around, you're voted off?
Hey, JP, I gotta let you go.
Why?
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez. I just hit my...
We have a couple minutes.
Okay, we have 30 seconds, JP, but I have a lot to go through because I wrote a lot of notes last night, and we're going to go through them.
What's that?
I have a lot of notes from the show, so we're going to go through them.
Oh, not a problem.
Who's the hottest girl on the show, and what do you think of, what's her name?
Who?
Who's your favorite girl on the show?
Yeah, who's the girl?
I think Stephanie. Oh, Stephanie's gorgeous.
I think she is. We call her Eyebrows.
Yeah, she's great eye candy. I hope she stays around.
Hey, JP, I have some good news for you. Leanna from Canada thinks you're hot.
Really?
Yeah.
And Josh says, thank you for the Home Depot pen.
Well, you guys know that. I'm supposed to be like the next Burton, so I mean, come on.
The new Burton, not the next
Burton. The new Burton, that's right. The new Burton. The new and improved.
I thought you were going to be the new Rhino.
The new Rhino? No.
All right.
Not at all.
All right, well, that's always good to hear from you, JP.
Yeah,
thanks for calling in.
Not a problem, guys.
I'll give you a call later. You around this weekend?
What's that?
All right,
I'll call you later.
Call you later.
We'll see you guys.
Bye.
All right, so there was JP.
Yeah, he wasn't scheduled. I don't like people who just drop in.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the pop-in. I try to keep this show pretty tight, and unexpected things.
That's what I was saying. We have to get time to
screw us up. All right, so now I would like to that as many of you know, it was Survivor Week on Family Feud, and I am going to play a clip of the of Johnny Fairplay. This is Johnny Fairplay in the men's team. It was the men versus the women, and the men's team. Moolah versus Cha-Ching. Thank you, Burton.
There you are.
And so this is.
Did you take notes?
Richard Hatch was the first person to go in Fast Money, amounting a massive total of 34 points. And
34.
Now we're going to play a clip from Family Feud of Survivor Week of Johnny Fairplay's amazing Fast Money performance. All right, so now here he is. He's coming out.
Richard got you 34 points. You're going to need 166. Or you can go home right now.
Well,
I'm going to ask you the same five questions. You can't duplicate the answer. If you do, you'll hear this sound.
I don't think that's possible.
You never know.
Have faith.
Are you ready?
That's Ethan.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to give you 25 seconds. Remind everybody of Richard's answers. 25 seconds on the clock. Time will start after I read the first question. Name an Olympic sport women compete in.
Decathlon.
Something people might get too much of.
Johnny Fair.
Wait.
Something that comes after the word double.
You.
Tell me the longest distance you've ever walked.
A mile.
A playing piece in the game of Monopoly.
Top hat.
Wait. I need a different answer. Something people might get too much of.
Money.
Wait, Ethan, right here. Ethan.
Even Rudy is saying, those answers were not that good.
That was so funny. When I watched that with him last night, it was like, a double U? Johnny Fairplay, like double team?
Name something
double
that
trouble?
Comes after the word double.
Double
I think the funniest thing, even with those bad answers, I think he still
he
got
did.
Twice as many points
oh,
as Pat.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, he did.
And then also on the Survivor Week on the Family Feud, they had a question of name someplace or name who you would leave money to if you didn't leave it to your family when you died. Notice Richard Hatch did not name the IRS. So they better get that money before he takes off.
Because otherwise
that's all
he's
I'm saying.
Someone named their dog.
Yeah. Yes. And
there were a lot of bad answers on Survivor Family Feud this
they
week.
They suck. They are so bad. The best was the day one when to one or whatever name was like squirrels.
All right, hold on.
It was a question.
Things that are begin with
you,
S.
Here, you want to do it? You want to do it? I can give you a reenactment.
She literally
of that.
Was like this. Sharks, snakes, scorpions, all those storms, all those. And she
spiders.
Goes, spiders. And she goes, and time's running out. She goes, squirrels.
All right, here's a reenactment of this. Okay, 100 people surveyed, top 5 answers on the board. Name something that starts with the letter S that you're scared of.
Squirrel.
Survey says. Amazingly,
it was exactly like that.
What were some other bad answers from this week?
Ralph Wiggins.
name a famous Ralph. Rupert says Ralph Wiggins.
Little Ralphie Wiggins. They know what I'm talking about. Is it a blunt?
What about last night when the question was. Name something everybody would like a bigger of.
Oh yeah.
Ethan says house. It's not up there. Then they come to Rudy.
Richard says penis.
So then they come to Rudy. They say, Rudy, name something that you would like to have bigger. A house. And he said, I'm sorry, Rudy. 3 seconds. House has already been said. House has already been set. I'm sorry. One more that if you haven't seen it yet in your market, one more night of,
oh my God,
of Survivor
is so
Family
funny.
Feud is very hysterical.
Hey,
show.
I said Ralph S. Mouse, whoever said that.
Yeah.
And somebody did say boobs.
Somebody
yeah, the
did.
Girls decided
yeah,
that was what.
That Sue Hawk says, oh, yeah, Richard, we
it's
know.
Unanimous.
It's unanimous.
Like Temptation Island, the girls.
Oh, best answer. 100 people surveyed, top 4 answers on the board. Name a fictional island. And
yeah.
the girls' team goes
come
with,
up with Temptation Island. And, that was
did
so.
Not did not make the survey. Name a fictional island.
There's
Temptation
like
Island.
I went to Dr. Moreau. Was still left. That's the island I've been chosen.
All right, we gotta start wrapping up.
Oh island. Wait, no. Rupert said Skull Island.
Oh yeah. Skull Island.
No, where He-Man lives. He doesn't live on Skull Island.
And the host,
Skull Mountain.
And the host is always like that. That's why I hate Richard Karn as host of the Family Feud. That Ray Combs, Richard Dawson would laugh in your face when you give a stupid answer. Richard Karn's like, okay, Skull Island.
That sounds like something I would have guessed.
Sounds like something good. Let's see if it's there. Girls, get ready to steal.
No, baby. Oh, sorry about that.
He sucks, Richard Karn.
He's really, really
go
horrible.
Back to tool time.
Okay, so let's get, we only have a couple minutes. What do you think of next week's show? What do you think's going to happen? Who's going to get voted off? And what do you think Twist might be in this season upcoming?
I don't know about Twist. That's a good question. I haven't even given it some thought. But maybe they're going
to
make them go back and live together again. I don't know. They're running out of these twists.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Who's next?
I think,
that's a good question.
We don't have it divided up by tribe. I think Angie's in a dangerous spot.
No, but she was in the majority alliance.
Because he voted with Jolanda.
Yeah. I think Kobe, if he keeps trying to weasel around, he could get caught up in shit early on.
Yeah, but there's a
lot
of bad guys on his team. A lot of the girls are going to...
And I think Willard. Willard is also...
I seem like people like Willard. He seems like a nice enough guy.
Yeah, but he was picked last. I mean, that has to come into consideration to some degree.
Yeah, it's just like the challenges they do towards the end.
I think James's accent is going to get on people's nerves.
Oh my gosh, he drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the trap.
I want to kick Jeff in the malls.
Oh, wasn't he an extra in Deliverance?
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, well, we've got to start wrapping
up. I'm good at the air fiddle.
Josh is coming right back with The Apprentice Talk. Him and Elizabeth will be here, and they're going to have Danny from The Apprentice.
Oh, my God, Danny. I have no idea who that is.
Okay.
Is it Apprentice 3?
Apprentice 3 already. Burton, I heard you had a hard on to The Apprentice.
Oh, the first season is good. The second season wasn't as good. This season's worse.
We invited Nick Warnock over to come play reality poker with us last night.
Did we? Yeah, I keep calling him gay on air.
He's not gay. Fair play said to him, well, you come over on Thursdays, we watch Survivor and then we play poker, but we don't watch The Apprentice. He said, neither do I.
Oh, that's funny.
So Josh's Apprentice Talk coming up next. Danielle Reyes will be the live chat tonight at 7, Big Brother 3. Everybody loves Danielle. And Dara next week on Survivor Talk. Great show,
I'm really
guys.
Excited. I've never talked to Dara.
All right.
You haven't?
Well, stick around in the chat room, and we will be right back with Apprentice Talk.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
See you later.
So if you made it this far into the show, you're either pretty confused or you're feeling pretty nostalgic because you just listened to a podcast that I recorded on February 18th, 2005, back with Jenna Lewis during the days of the Fishbowl, which was a website that I worked on when I first moved out to Los Angeles, and we talked to a lot of former reality stars, and that was really how I got my start in podcasting, although we didn't call it podcasting then. We called them radio shows, but that's what we did, and we did a weekly Survivor show, and that's sort of the origin story of how we got started doing the kind of stuff that we do now. So just a little fun for April 1st for you guys, and I thought it was a pretty fun thing. I did listen to it all the way back. I love that stuff with Daryl and with Burton, and the Family Feud stuff was pretty great too. So hope you guys enjoyed this little special show today, and if you like stuff like this, I've got a few more of these in the Wayback Machine, so let me know, and we could do it from time to time. So lots of stuff coming up this week. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.